from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Tara Seiler. California is joining six other states today in allowing companies to restructure to try and merge profit with social responsibility. The new law creates benefit corporations. These companies must show they are positively impacting society on the environment or the community. The law, in turn, gives the company some legal protections from disgruntled shareholders who might sue, for example, if non-financial interests are used in decision-making by executives. Mike Hannigan is president of Give Something Back Office Supplies in Oakland. His company did $30 million in sales last year and donated $500,000 back to nonprofits. He says this new law could allow his company to grow and give back even more.
20 years from now, yes, we would like to be a $20 billion office supply company donating $2 billion a year to community organizations selected by our customers around the United States. And this makes that a more realistic possibility.
Hannigan and 16 other companies agreed to this restructuring just this morning. J. Cohen Gilbert is co-founder of B-Lab, a national nonprofit that has already certified other companies as socially responsible across the country. Mr. Gilbert, what does a company get from becoming a benefit corporation?
They get both the freedom and the legal protection to do business in a different way. Specifically, to do business in a way that creates value for their workers, for their local community, for the environment, and not just their shareholders. Under existing corporate law, they can be sued if they try to do anything other than maximize shareholder value.
How much profit does a company have to donate to become a benefit corporation? Is there a certain percentage?
No, and it's certainly not about charity. Companies like Give Something Back that you mentioned are competing in the marketplace on price and quality and delivery, no different than any other company. They're just able to walk and chew gum at the same time. They can compete on price and quality, but also on a higher level of quality, which is not just the quality of the product, but the quality of the company. A company that's a benefit corporation is not just competing to be the best in the world, but it's competing to be the best for the world.
Are there any tax benefits to becoming a benefit corporation?
No, there aren't any tax benefits, but there are significant benefits for attracting and retaining great employees, for attracting and developing really strong bonds with your customers and other business partners, and being more attractive to investors who are more and more looking for companies in whom they can invest and both make money and make a difference.
So I'm curious, how and who decides what constitutes positive social impact? Some critics in the blogosphere, question if favoritism could be involved, which mission statements would qualify.
Interestingly, benefit corporation has nothing to do with mission statements. Government is not involved in determining what is or isn't a material positive impact. It's the shareholders of the benefit corporations, the owners of the corporation, who actually determine whether or not the company is meeting its general public benefit requirements.
So several other states already have this law on the books. Is there any evidence that these, corporations, these benefit corporations, are having a positive impact?
So the legislation is too new to have any quantifiable data. The first legislation was only passed last year, and many states aren't even tracking how many benefit corporations there are in their jurisdiction, let alone monitoring their reports or analyzing their benefit reports. However, what we do have is there are over 500 companies across the country that have had their level of performance verified or certified by a third party. Those companies are called certified B Corps, and among those certified B Corps, there's a lot of quantitative data that says these companies, not only are they creating jobs in the midst of a recession, but the jobs they create are higher quality, and those companies are also helping to improve the quality of life in their local communities and for future generations.
J. Cohen Gilbert is co-founder of B-Lab, a nonprofit that certifies corporations as socially responsible. I'm Tara Seiler. More news online at kqednews.org.